Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this evening's teleseminar called How to Upgrade Your Life. My name is Damien Fenn, and I'll be your host for this evening. In a few moments from now, I'll be introducing our very special guest, Gary Quinn. But before I do that, I thought I'd just take a moment up front to let you know how this peopleyoushouldmeet.com will work this evening, particularly if this is your first time that you've actually joined in on one of our calls. Now, we're going to be on the call for around about an hour, and over the course of the hour, I'll be asking Gary a whole series of different questions on our topic. Some of the questions will be my own, but the vast majority of the questions will have actually been submitted through the site prior to the call. Now, this is very much an international call. We've got people tuning in from all around the world, so wherever you are listening in from, I just do want to welcome you, and it's great to have you on the line. Now, I firstly got exposed to Gary's work around about 4 or 5 years ago, and it was through an organisation called Alternatives here in London. I remember at the time I literally just made a life-changing decision to throw in my job and set up my own business and really go about creating an inspirational life for myself. And in those early months of actually making that decision, I certainly was feeling a little lost. I was just asking myself questions about whether I could do it or not. And I came across Gary's work at a timely moment in my life, and I went along to one of his workshops in London and also had the great opportunity to read Living in the Spiritual Zone, his book. And both had a phenomenal impact on me and got me focused and very clear about stepping into the power that was residing deep within me. So it's a real great pleasure to spend that conversation and welcome Gary Quinn to the call. Are you there, Gary?
Yes, thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be on the call and to have the opportunity to share the information that I am passionate about teaching all over the world.
Now, Gary, I just thought we'd actually begin at the top. I'm sure there are lots of people sitting at home wondering about whether they can change the circumstances of their life or indeed upgrade their life. And I just wanted to ask you very firstly, is that really possible?
Absolutely. You know, in what I teach and in the books that I write, it's about really living your dream, really living your vision. And my work and my book is about really living your vision. And sometimes people say, what is vision? And I call a vision something that inspires you, something that motivates you and turns you on to life. And in that special way, then you want to be able to express yourself and contribute to other people's lives and yourself at the same time. So what people always worry about is, can I really have that? Can I really be this? So what I truly do is I work out the kinks of people's lives and really start to ask the right questions, but also to be clear on what is it that you truly want to be, have, and create. And upon that, I work at drawing out their greatness, because if you're not feeling great about yourself, you can have all the vision you want in life, but you have to attach the feeling emotionally with the vision, with the roadmap of the treasure map of your life, of what you want to create. So most people are living in they want to have more in a have-not world. That means that they think that the world is not able to give them this opportunity, this situation, because they really don't believe. In order to believe in receiving all of this, you have to actually become it. That means becoming the words, the feeling, the passion. And it's not about getting, you know, just making a lot of money or being rich. And I'm not saying finances aren't important. I'm just saying that it's important to start to look at your life as being, let's say, you're the generator and the producer of this life. This is the key for you to having everything that you want. So you don't have to get into the key of struggle. As many people start to get into, well, it has to be hard. And the second part is to really start to master your life. And that means that you really own it. And when you start to work on the principles of life, you also learn the rules of life on how to start to use them consistently to produce the desires that you really want. You know, and many people say, oh, I've done all that self-development work. I've read all those books. It doesn't work. Well, part of it is that there's a lot of great books out there. There's a lot of great CDs. There's a lot of great people. But it really starts with you, because there are unwritten laws in life. And if you don't know this, then and you don't use them consciously, then you're going to be in the worst area or the worst part of your life. So you have to know that, you know, it's knowing that in your heart that you really are a great person. And if you don't practice that, and you don't know how to do that, then you have to start to develop the strategies, the exercises, the keys that you can discipline yourself to start to align with your greatness. And this transformation takes commitment and it takes practice. In order to be the best, you have to practice. That means in practicing of self-love, self-belief, self-confidence, and to know that everything is possible. Now, some people are going to say, oh, you're crazy. Oh, that's pie in the sky for you, you know, or you could never have that, you know. So we're always getting into judgment of looking for the reasons why we can't do something or be something. Let's turn it around and let's look at the reasons why you can. Now, everybody who's listening to today, it is your divine right to have and be an incredible being and be all that you can and live your potential. That means that every minute of the day, you must know that everything is possible because you say so. Because you have driven your words and your feelings and your emotions that are creating your life. So life is not a game of chance. As far as I'm concerned, it's up to you. And if you look at life is what you make it, and by what you're thinking and saying, you've created that in your present world. So if we start to, with number one, start to take responsibility to look at who put you in the situation you're in. Now, you might be listening in and saying, well, I don't have enough finances. I don't have the job I really want. I don't really look the way I'd really want to look. I want to lose weight. I want to gain more weight. I want to have a healthy body. I want to have incredible income. I want to have an incredible loving relationship. Now, all of that stems from the self-belief that life is what you make it. Life is what you say it is. So if we look at 95% of people live in fear, or they become they're in a victim mentality. Now, what we have to do is we have to be, let's say, ignorant to the fear, and we have to start to live in confidence, self-belief, love, abundance, and start to use these tools that start to create the laws and our physical well-being of attracting only the best. Now, people say, but that's not the way I was brought up. Okay, this is the life you've been waiting to live. And what people think of you is none of your business, and what you've experienced up until this point, we have to put to rest, because we're not living in the past, and we're not living in the future worrying about what am I going to have tomorrow. Most people, you know, they wake up every morning, oh, what's going to happen to me tomorrow? I don't know. What do you want to happen? So you really have to look at, in order to create this infinite power, you have to become clear and start thinking in a simple way that you can expand your consciousness and expand your comfort zone. And that means first you have to start resolving all conflict around you. That means resentments, anger. You need to forgive people. You know, in my work, forgiveness is one of the basic and most important rules of healing and changing the patterns so that you can now get on with life. And that means that you must now start to list, and in the coaching that I do, I really take people through from age 5 to their current, let's say, age, and we go down and we break down the events that happened to you that hurt you, that someone said something to you, someone betrayed you, someone betrayed you, you know, betrayal, lies, you know, unloved, unwanted, no confidence. So then we start to break down and we start to look at that every part of your life has a theme, every from age 5 to 10, from 10 to 20. And when you start to look at that, you start to say, ooh, wow, I can't believe that I actually had that same feeling from the last relationship or the last job, or I created that situation. So we have to look at, we have to renounce life and start to say, let's say, the new world is about us really saying, this is what I want for me now, and this is what I accept. So we have to look at, as we get out of the struggle and we start to take on the word love, people are sometimes afraid of the word love, because in my work, all my work, what I teach, and even in the book Living in the Spiritual Zone, it's about love, forgiveness, and truth. That will set you free, but that will ignite this power, or this, let's call it supernatural energy, that things go right because we say so, and things happen because we trust. So if we look at our, if you all on the call now, if you look at your life, and you recall the times that you were stopped in your life of ever being, doing, and having what you wanted, you probably feel like that was a major block, or someone wasn't giving you the permission. So you probably felt that you weren't really living your truth because someone said no to you. So guess what? After years and years of this, let's say, behavior towards you, and that self, let's say, experiencing that, then guess what? You are going to make the decisions based on those emotions and those experiences in where you are today. So you have to look at, it's important for you to, let's say, give up the past and really start to align to really becoming what you really want in life. And that means that you really have to, you know, start to see yourself in a higher, let's say, a higher energy or a higher experience than where you are right now. So we need to choose to, let's say, recreate ourselves and tell the truth. And that means to tell the truth about yourself, of who you are and what you really want. And the fear of being powerful doesn't mean that it's an ego thing. It means that power is sometimes, you know, perceived in a wrong way. Powerful just means it's a real strong confidence. It's walking in knowing that it's all going to work no matter what. And that when you start to look at that, you start to see all the games that we've played with ourselves, and that means setting ourselves up for disappointment or denying something or really looking at relationships that we've brought in are only what you've been thinking in your own self-mind, on your own subconscious mind. So you have to look at, we have to change that. And what I teach about living in your vision, you have to know that it's up to you to take the next step and to have a deep commitment and a burning desire to start to have this become you. Because everybody has this opportunity. And people say, oh, but I want you to think of the reasons why you should have a great life and be in line to everything that you want, instead of the reasons why you can't. Now, most people say, well, I have 10 reasons why I can't. Immediately, they'll go for the negative. But we want to turn it around to know that to live your vision fully, you must live it with a passion as if your passion is driving the driving force. And it takes a commitment for those who, you know, say it's never worked. You know, I do these things. I've gone to all these, seminars. I've listened. Okay, that means you need to dig deeper into the commitment to what you really want. So that means if you're practicing and saying just some small things, I'll give you some pointers that you can just say really quick. You can just say, practice looking at things and the qualities of life and just say, isn't that great that she has that or he has that? That's for me. You know, by you being aware of just aligning to things that are grand and that are great, you're telling your subconscious mind and yourself that, yes, I am worth it, I accept it, and that I love myself enough and believe in myself to have that. So we want to look at, in order to restore ourselves, we have to really write down all the reasons why you think you can't succeed. And then you can write the reasons why you should. So it's a process that I give people in the exercises. And the main thing is to start to get clear. If I said to you, all of you out there have an incredible energy, and if I said you had to pick the one energy that supported who you were, if you walked into a room and you were meeting 25 people, and after you left the room, we all spoke about you, and we said, wow, he is or she is an incredible loving person, or she's very controlling, or he is very friendly, or she has an incredible trusting energy. I just liked her vibration. What would be the word that you would choose to brand you as the person who you are? You know, and you can look at it this way. When you make your transition in this life, if on your headstone or on your obituary they said, Carolyn was blank, blank, blank. John was a blank, blank, blank person. Would it say John was a loving, supportive man? Carolyn was a brilliant, loving, sweet woman. Okay, these are the words that I want you to start to create in your mind. And that means that they are the, let's say, the fuel that pushes you to the next level to create your dream. And in order to create your dream, we have to have a mission statement. So that means the mission statement is, what is it that you truly would like to be, have, and create? That means not just to say, oh, I want a new job with lots of money, or I would like to have this relationship, a better relationship. We have to get very clear in what is exactly the exact thing that you'd like to manifest. That means, I'll give you an example. Let's say you want to have an incredible new relationship. Say, you know, this is the love of your life. Okay, instead of just saying it that way, I want you to write down, I have an incredible, loving, supportive relationship. Boom. Second one is, if I said to you, you'd like to have an incredible job. Now, what kind of job would you really like to have? Well, it could be owning your own company. Could be having a career as an author. It could be being a successful entrepreneur. Could be being a successful actor. Could be having your own bakery. All right. So if you're having your own, let's say, bakery, Let's choose the words that are clear but that are very strong. So that would be, I have an incredible bakery that creates incredible bread and brings unlimited finances to me, and I have an incredible group of supportive customers. You're being very clear in everything that you're saying about that one career. So break that down. I want everybody to pick a word that is, let's say, connected to who they are. It could be love. It could be joy. It could be balance. It could be, confidence. It could be, whatever it is. Pick the word that is your, let's say, your mission, that's going to attach to your mission statement. The word is branding you. So as we do that, the mission statement, you would attach the word with the mission statement. That means that when you're moving in life now, that's what you want to start to identify with the people, the events that move you forward in that. So as we start to create this, we also need to attach positive affirmations that are attached to this work, because all you're doing is you're setting yourself to move into that as becoming a reality. All right, so here's some affirmations. And in all my books, I write affirmations because people say, I say affirmations all the time and they don't work. Well, part of the problem is that you have to really feel them as you say them. You're attaching the emotional charge with the affirmation. It's once again, be careful what you're saying, be careful what you're thinking, because you will create it. So here are some affirmations for you to just say out loud. It is okay for me to have exactly what I want. I can have exactly what I want. Everything in life is here for me to enjoy. The more powerful I am, the more loving I am. Now, as we start to look at that, some people are going to say, "Ooh, that's being too good. That doesn't feel right." No, you have to look at, by you declaring it, by you naming it and claiming it and saying, "Yes, this is truly who I want to be." Now, once again, it's not ego. We're not taught to believe in ourselves or love ourselves all the time. So why people get into transformation or personal development is because they really want to change. They want to be the best that they can. And in order to trust in yourself, you have to know from the beginning that you are enough, that that if you trust yourself, that life is going to trust you. And it's how much trust do you really think about yourself and believe in about yourself if you really start to dissect that? So the main concern is, well, most people say, well, you know, can I really have all this? So you have to realize that at the level that you're trusting is the level that the universe gives back to you, and that the results in life, whether you believe in, you know, power of law of attraction, synchronicity, prayer, whatever it is that you want to align with, it's about truth. So that when you discover that the miracle happens out of the realization that you can only, that all, the only you can trust yourself and life, and that, and when you start to do that, you start to see that things start to open up for you. And that means that you want to know that there's enough for everybody. It's not about, you know, scarcity and lack. It's about really trusting yourself is actually trusting life. And we are one. All of us are one. Everything is in order if we believe it. But many people, and I have a real challenge when I teach corporate events. You know, in the business world, it's all about how do I make money? How do I undercut this person? How do I take that? It's about really what I teach to individuals who are in the corporate world, and I have many CEOs that come to speak to me or I work with, and they learn what I'm teaching them is about really working with passion but gratitude, and really starting to learn that it's about really loving yourself but loving everything that you do and giving that out to your employees. Really giving your employees the permission to be great, as opposed to, you know, them feeling that they have to, you know, work really hard and try to overcome each person and dog eat dog world. No, it's not about that. It's about really, life is a great experiment, and you have to start to know that, you know, whether you're committed to just having more love in your life, or commitment to having more, let's say, financial rewards, or having a new career, or a new soulmate, or a loving partner, or whatever it is that you want. Think big. Everything is possible if you start to believe. Everything is available to us if we really believe. And it doesn't mean, it might take you 2 weeks, it might take you 2 months, it might take you 10 years. But it doesn't matter how long it takes you. The journey is what you have to explore and you have to be excited about. It's not what you do in life. It's not how many, you know, how much money you have in the bank, how many companies you have, or how many books you've written. It's not about that. It's about, are you currently waking up feeling excited and happy and joyful no matter what? That's the question. So when you start to, let's say, dissect that question, you start to get into the core of what is running the show inside of you. And that's the transformation.
Yeah. That's one thing I really took away from your workshop that I attended in London, was just really stepping into that personal greatness. And one of the exercises that you did, Gary, that was I thought was quite profound, was actually get people to step into that role of the actual director and producer. And you mentioned that earlier on the call as well, the actual director and producer of your own life. And you have like a free rein to add in characters that you want. You can actually cut people out of the script. You can massage it. You can just really bring it to life and infuse it with everything that you want. And I just found it like a really, really powerful metaphor and a way of actually viewing and navigating day-to-day life as well.
Well, absolutely, because you're learning to get out of your own way. And, you know, when we create our movie, and I use it in those terms because everybody goes to the movies. Everybody, you know, loves to watch movies. But we have to create our own movie inside, and we have to create that in our lives. But it's based on the choices that you make. But most people do not make the right choices. So it's really about learning how to make the right choices, but how to, let's say, get over your old issues. And you know, that comes with, you know, almost becoming an archetype. You know, are you the victim? Are you the martyr? Are you the savior? You know, are you the blamer? Are you the pretender, the whatever? It goes on and on and on. You know, it's creating those characters in your life that support your greatness. So that means if you look at the people in your life, how many people really empower you to live your greatness? Well, there might be a handful, or there might be, you know, 20 or 30, or you might say all my people or friends and relatives are, you know, aligning with me. But most of the time, you're going to find that most people are vampires, you know, around you. And I've gotten rid of pretty much all of them, you know, people who just, they take your energy. And because they're so negative, or, you know, they never have a positive thing to say, or they steal your light. You know, they just hook up into your energy and they just suck you dry. They take your energy and you're like, wow, why do I feel so tired or have a headache around being around that person? Because they've actually stolen your light.
Mm. I think we've all definitely had experiences like that through life. Now, Gary, I just wanted to ask you a question from Ben. Now, Ben's in the United Kingdom. And Ben actually asks, Gary, did your circumstances of life give you time to review yourself and your attitudes from what I call bottom dead center, or have you just lived life with bounce and smiles all the way through?
No, I can't say that. I think in order to have lightness, you have to have darkness. Otherwise, you don't know what the both frequencies are. And I've had my share of disappointments and, you know, darknesses and bad things that you'd call, but they really weren't bad things. They were experiences or challenges. Now that I look back on them, I go, wow, I learned gratitude out of that, or I learned trust out of that one. I try to be positive about everything, but it's about staying. I think once you work in that way, you start to change the way you view things, that it's not a disappointment. I think you just change the glasses that you're wearing, and you see life in a different way now because you have different, a different way of thinking, you know. And, you know, I had many things happen in my teens and my early 30s that I go, oh my God, I wish I could. Yeah, I used to say I wish I could have changed that, but now I wouldn't have changed anything because I learned certain things from each experience. And whether, you know, I don't judge it or I don't put attachment to it now, because whether it was a good thing or a bad thing, it's just what happened. You know, it was my life experience. So I think when we start to let go of that and learn non-attachment, then everything comes into alignment where we are right now, that this is the right place where you are, that you've made no mistakes, and start from there, because in every moment is a new beginning.
That's a great answer. Now, I have a question from Bartholomew, and it's probably like a question that's on the tip of everyone's tongue or in their thoughts, or they're fighting against it with the societal norms and ways of living at this present moment in time. But Bartholomew's in the United Kingdom, and his question is, how do you step up to success when the country's economy is sliding down around you and taking you, your family, your team, and your business with it?
Good question. Okay, what you have to do is that's when you really have to pull in a miracle. Now, every country is going through the same thing. It's just not the United Kingdom. And the way the economy is, it will change. So you have to know that you've got to find that, let's say, passion about you and your family, to know that it's a belief system that you're not going to go down with the ship. It's about really, let's look at some alternative ways of how we can facilitate a different type of income, a different job, a different situation to protect the family, a different system. It's really about looking at things differently or starting to ask for support. Now, some people will say, oh, I have too much pride to ask for help. But at this point, it's about really asking the universe and asking yourself and maybe friends or relatives, but really about finding alternative ways to support yourself and the family. It's not just about really thinking, you know, that it's going to change. You have to actually go out there and have that confidence. And that means it might mean, you know, giving up your holidays this year. It might be, okay, maybe I need to work another job on the weekend until it turns. Maybe I need to, you know, we need to cut back in this situation. But you have to make it work. It's not about, and you have to know every day, you have to say, I know that I will be taken care of and the universe will provide, and I know that there's going to be a miracle come to me. I had a gentleman about 6 months ago, lost his job, big job. He had five kids. He had a huge mortgage on his house, literally credit card debt, and literally was ready to jump off a building because he called me and said, I don't know what I'm going to do. And he stayed in bed for 4 days. He couldn't even get out of bed. He was so paralyzed. And I said to him, you have to remember, you are, you know, when you leave that company or you leave that job, it's not the job that's leaving. It's you that's leaving. And wherever you go, you know that something great is going to happen. He goes, oh, that's really hard to believe because How am I going to pay, you know, I only have a month left to pay the mortgage. And I said, trust and you shall receive. Believe and you shall receive. So I had him say some affirmations about I have incredible opportunities. I made him write it out 1,000 times a day. He put a tape recorder on and just said, I believe I am worth it, and I have an incredible energy and power, and I only attract great things, and I am a money magnet. He listened to that tape over and over and over, 3 days straight. Well, this was a Monday. By Saturday morning, he called me, and he said, you're not going to believe what happened. I said, what? He said, a miracle. He said, I got 3 phone calls out of the blue. And I said, oh, really? Interesting. What were they? He said, one was a job offer to run a company in Japan. Another one was to run a company in France. And another one was someone offered to buy our house. And I have 3 options now. And I said, well, which one are you going to take? He said, you know what? he said, I'm going to take the one, because he spoke Japanese. He said, I'm going to take the one to work back and forth to Japan, and at least a miracle has happened. And I said, great. And there was no, he was ready to, that was it. So there's been many instances where miracles happen. So I would say work out as best as you can for you not to lose your family, lose your house. And if you do have to lose your house, it'll be okay. It's a transition. I know that's hard to say, but, you know, I have a client who's currently losing her house, and she's always had money. And she came to me crying the other day because she was so upset. And I said, don't do that. I said, that's not what it's about. I said, we'll work out a strategy. She says, yes, but they're going to take the house. I've had the house for 30 years. I said, don't attach to it. She says, my two kids grew up in this house. I said, you'll live in another place. So when she started to take away non-attachment and started to align with, I am strong, I am confident, I believe I am worth it, she sent me an email today, and another miracle happened. She said, you're not going to believe, someone came in and wants to support my practice because she works in the medical world, and she said, I'm going to take it, and I am so grateful for the work that you're showing me, because, and now she's going to sell her house, but and whatever she sells it for, we'll give her the opportunity to live, and even if she has to rent a flat with her kids, I said, just do it. And she's fine with it now because she sees that it's about really, you know, it's about changing the way you look at things. She says here, Gary, I wanted to thank you for all your insight. Our time together has been very meaningful and great. And it's about really now looking at it a different way that, so you'll get another house or something else will happen. You know, you have to look at, you're not going to take the house with you. The main thing is to protect your family. The main thing is to make sure there's food on the table and make sure that they have a shelter that's protected. And if it's not the house, it'll be somewhere else. You know, it will pass. It will pass.
Very, very powerful. Two powerful stories. But the one thing I really like is the word miracle. And even just saying the word miracle, it has a real resonance that literally just ripples through me from head to toe. Hearing the word miracle spoken, it has the same effect as well. And I was just wondering, like, actually using really powerful language, have you seen language transform people's lives in and of itself?
Absolutely. By what you're saying and thinking, see, most of us are using language that is not, let's say, as powerful as what we want or creating what we need, so we don't see some results. As soon as you start changing your language, and let's call it the language of miracles, when you start to change this, and sometimes when people are in crisis or the world is in such, you know, destructive the way it is, that's when miracles happen. That's when people say, okay, we really need guardian angels to come in. I mean, look at the world, you know. And at that point, then people start believing that they exist. You know, my thing is that they always exist, that they, you know, that they always have that energy around them. And this is what I teach people, because it's so important to have these, you know, these strategies and these beliefs locked into your mind, because nothing can take you down. Nothing, you can never lose yourself. You can never, you know, lose that, let's say, that power, because abundance is your divine right. And see, your belief system creates your reality, and then that there's no other law than that. When there's no other law than that, then the beliefs are the very foundation of your life. And your beliefs are based on the decisions you made about yourself and about the life at the time of your conception when you were born. So we have to look at, if we believe in scarcity and that there's not enough and that things are running out and that there's not enough money, there's not enough love, then we're not going to change that. Now, if everybody in the world had this commitment to unlimited flow of success, of finances, and everything worked because it was based on love and commitment, not in fear, the whole world would transform within a week because the energy is so strong. So we have to look at, start to do it in your own world. Start to do that in your own community. Start to really become the light and the seeker of miracles. And you don't even have to tell people. You just say, you know what? I'm walking in and everything works. When people say, how are you? Everybody out there can change it. And instead of saying, oh, you know, things are really bad. You know, so-and-so's losing their house or, you know, my life is this or that. Do not say that because you will create more of it. Your answer should be, I'm great. Everything is turning around. We've got so much business. Everything is working out. We have a safe roof, a home. Everything's happening. I've got great opportunities. Everything is new. So you have to look at, in order to feel abundant and wealthy, it's about really overriding any negativity or system that's in the world. So that means if you start buying into what the newspapers say, well, you're going to see that you're going to become that. So you must be very aware of what you're thinking, saying, and speaking as every moment of the day when you wake up. Because I guarantee you, if everybody out there, if 100 people, 120 people change the energy, and we're all sending out this positive vibration of, I am strong, I am successful, money is flowing, everybody is working, great things are happening. Just the vibration that we're all sending out is going to make some shift in our town, in our communities, in our villages, or wherever you live. It's just sending out that light. Now, anybody can do this. Doesn't take a Harvard graduate to do this. Everybody has the power to do that. So when we give ourselves the permission to do it, we're really starting to say that, see, having money is your divine right, and money's only paper. And why I touch on this right now is that everybody can win. So if you're having any money difficulty or financial difficulty, you need to open up to more trust. You need to really open up to, you know, being confident and treat money as it is in your mind. That means that money is just, it's just an energy. So if you have unlimited trust in your energy, money's going to flow. Miracles will come in. You know, money will find itself to you. You know, but you have to look at it. It may not come the way you think it's going to come. You know, it might not happen the way you see it. So that's why I say do not have attachment to how it's going to work. The treatment is to have the end result of knowing that it's working. It has worked. I have all my bills are paid. I have an impeccable, wonderful life. I have unlimited money coming in. I believe I can have great opportunities. I attract great clients. I have something amazing happening every day. If you start to say that, then you start to become prosperous and you start to get in touch with your feelings about money. So watch how watch how you feel about money. You know, if you tear a dollar, you know, a 1 pound a 10 pound note or a 5 pound note, how does that make you feel? As opposed to a bigger note, would you feel any difference? Well, most people would. How do you feel if you have, you know, 20, let's say 100 pounds in the bank as opposed to 1 million pounds? Well, you'd probably feel different. So what I'm teaching you is not to feel different. I want you to feel like you have those 1 million pounds no matter what. Even if it's not in your account, you must start to train the mind. And the subconscious mind doesn't know any better. See, if you just keep saying 1 pound, 5 pounds, 10 pounds every day, you're going to attract only that. You've got to start to say 100,000, 50,000 pounds. I'm an unlimited flow. I'm a magnet to money. So we have to look at whatever your attitudes about money or your current financial situation is, accept that you have chosen that path. But if you want to create more money, you want to create more opportunities, choose the way you want to think. Take a new look at it and say, okay, I need to now receive unlimited opportunities and money. I love money and money loves me. I know prosperity comes to me every day. Every day I have a miracle happen. I believe that. So guess what? Somewhere in the world, I get an email, a phone call, or something that surprises me. You know, I had a miracle happen the other day. I needed a certain amount of money for this bill I had to pay that my assistant forgot to pay. And I said, okay, it's paid. Well, I get a residual check from a German company from a book that I had, and it was exactly that amount I needed to pay. So you can manifest bills to be paid instantly if you believe it. Because I had no attachment. I even forgot about that book. But all I'm saying is that it doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing. It's about the sense of you can create it to look any way you want, but have no attachment to it, but have the end result as a final result of what you want.
Brilliant. Some amazing bits of insight and wisdom in there. Now, Gary, I've got a question from Amrita, and this actually might lead in very nicely into us actually finding out a little bit more about the work that you do and how you actually coach and inspire everyone to greatness. And this question actually comes from Amrita in the United Kingdom. And Amrita asks, "Hi, Gary. My question is, what if I need a brilliant teacher to step up to the next level and I just can't find one or afford one that is right for me?"
Well, you can first start by connecting to that teacher or saying to that teacher, you know, this is a limited budget that I have. Would you work with me? And or say, you know, if that teacher is coming to your city, maybe there's an opportunity to help organize something, or whatever your talent is, you can, you know, make a trade if that works. You maybe could be your, you know, a PR person, or you're able to, you know, help out in another way. It just depends. Everything is possible. You know, it doesn't matter. It's about really making that contact no matter what, you know. And, you know, sometimes people will say, yes, I'm giving back to the universe in that way. You know, so every opportunity is possible. It's really just asking. Most people are afraid to ask, you know, because what's the worst they can say? They can say, not at this time, but maybe later. Or, yeah, that works. Yes, absolutely. You know, this is why affirmations are important. You know, affirmations saying today, I have great opportunities. I believe it works. So if you keep saying that, and I have affirmations in all my books, but I also, if any of you out there would like to receive a free newsletter once a month, it's packed with wisdom, and if you liked anything on the call today, it's full of insight, and it has affirmations every month. I make sure there's three powerful affirmations, and just by listening and reading it over and over, it helps you to change your mind. So I would say just ask. If you don't ask, you won't receive.
Actually, reminds me of a story that you shared on your workshop, Gary. And how you're saying that you try and each workshop that you run encourage people to ask for what they want, and you shared a story of someone standing up and asking for like a problem refrigerator that they didn't use sitting in their basement. They asked for someone to come and take it away, and then you also said there was someone who literally was in your seminar room without a fridge, and just purely by putting two people communicating what it was that they wanted, someone's junk was someone else's treasure. And I just thought it was a really powerful illustration of having a conversation that may not have actually transpired.
I remember that day. It was in New York City, and it was about 200 people. And I said, "Does anybody need anything in the room?" And one woman needed a refrigerator. Another one needed a photographer's agent for photos, and another one needed a divorce lawyer. And all three got their wishes fulfilled before the seminar was over. Because someone said, "Oh, we have a refrigerator in our basement that's brand new. We don't need it." Boom, put them together. Another one said, "My brother's a divorce attorney." Boom, put them together. And the other one, someone else said, "I don't know, but my sister may know an agent for photographs, and that woman ended up getting an agent later on. But I love to do that because most people are afraid to ask.
That's very, very powerful. Now, Gary, I'm also very keen for you to share with people a little bit more detail about your Touchstone coaching program and how they can participate in that.
You know, many years ago when I wrote Living in the Spiritual Zone, people kept saying, "How come you don't teach these principles?" I said, I don't have time. My excuse was I'm too busy. So then one woman actually cornered me, and she said, "Okay, I'm not taking no for an answer. I want you to train me. I don't care how much you charge. I love your work. I've seen you many times. I want to learn how to do this, not necessarily to become a Touchstone for Life coach, but because I want to change my life." And I said, "Look," I said, "okay, I will do that." So she was my first person, and the Touchstone for Life coaching is a three month program that is 9 hours with me, and if you live in Los Angeles, you can come and train with me in person, or if you are actually in your own city, I speak to you on the phone. Many of my coaches or people who have taken the training live in Switzerland, in Germany, and in the UK, in Japan. It doesn't matter. So it's 9 hours that's customized where I teach you what we've gone over on the phone, but really giving you some new insights on how to look at life, but how to manifest, how to get results. It's called a Touchstone for Life program that has been really a basis of all the experience I've had in all the 9 years I've been out in the world training and teaching people. I've put it all together in a program. If you go to my website at GaryQuinn.tv, you can listen to a little promo about it online. And you know, it's a great program, and everybody who's graduated has had incredible results with increased finances, increased health, or just creating a greater you. So that's what the coaching is about. If you'd like more information, just send an email at the GaryQuinn.tv, and I can give you more information, or my assistant Ryan will send something out. So it's really about just really empowering others, and you know, I love the training. I'll be teaching something at the Mind, Body, Spirit and at the Alchemy. If you go on my website, you'll see all of that. And then I had a really nice piece in this month's Red Magazine, the February issue. There's a wonderful little story or clip of my book, The Living in the Spiritual Zone. Living in the Spiritual Zone is with Hodder, or it's in different countries. If you're listening in different cities, is just go to Amazon, and it's either in America or England or Germany or Switzerland or many, many countries, but it's all on Amazon.com, or if you want to just go to my website, it's available there. But it's really about, it's not so much about all the books and everything. It's about really empowering yourself to really take the plunge and really start to change your life. All of these items and these products help, but it's the commitment to you that every day you can choose to have a great life, and you can choose to live the life you were born to be, and not worry about, you know, what it is that you hope to have someday. So it's really about transformation. Is what it is how to get it. That's what I'm teaching. And as we start to transform, we get to know who we are, and we know that you realize everything you've experienced in life has been generated out of you. And you're no longer a product of life, but at this point, it's about having your life and being great and really living in your greatness. So that's what I'm about, and it's really just bringing that commitment to your self-belief and self-love that inspires me. So that's what the program is all about and what I teach. And I'll be teaching seminars in London, so if you want to find out more, you know, just like I said, it's a choice when we choose to, when we're ready for the transformation, then it finds us.
Excellent. Well, Gary, we're coming up to the end of the hour, and I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank you wholeheartedly for sharing the last hour of your life with us, and also just sharing the wisdom and the expertise that you've accumulated over a lifetime. When you actually talk about each and every single one of us stepping up in the world and becoming a beacon light, I just really want to acknowledge the fact that you are very much embodying that message. Thank you very much for shining your light on us this evening.
Oh, thank you for having me on the show, and I'm grateful to have the opportunity to do this. So I believe it's the way the world needs to be.
And I was just wondering if you had any closing words, Gary, for people to take away and just to pull the whole call together this evening.
Yes, I want everybody to know that in no matter where you are in your life, that it's about really changing this opportunity tonight to know that you are already it. Abundance is your right to be happy, to be joyful, to really trust and really focus on what it is that you really want to have, be, and create, than opposed to the reasons why you can't. So I want you to really start to, as I close, I want you to, I use the power of yes in my workshops. So I want you to just really say yes with me at least 10 times to close the energy, and you'll see that the yes will change your vibration. So let's just repeat yes 10 times really quick. Yes.
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 Great.
So say yes to life. Thanks for having me on the show tonight, and I want all your wishes to come true, everybody.
Cool. Thanks, Gary. And thank you, everyone, for participating in this amazing dialogue. We have a whole wealth of resources guiding you on your transformation on peopleyoushouldmeet.com. This call has been recorded and will be made available for you to download tomorrow on the website. So if you have been taking notes or you'd like to listen to the recording again, by all means, jump on the site and listen to it as many times as you possibly can. And most importantly, start taking these principles out and applying them and sharing them with other people. Thank you, Gary, and thank you once again, everyone, for participating. And it's a pleasure to be of service in this way.